first time that we've done a playoff game since Bill took on the head coaching job. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with the fact that the state went to six levels or classes, and in the 5A category, we're not what I would call a great population of people around here. And so Selins Grove and Chickalemme are the only two 5A schools, so they made everybody go out to District 6, which I think only had three 5A schools in Bellefonte, Hollidaysburg, and, of course, Central Mountain. So that's why we've got this mixture between two districts, and five teams are there, four are going to the playoffs, and I think this is the first time in history that not one of the teams that's in the playoffs has a winning record.
Yeah, I think you're right. I can't think of a time where I have seen that myself. You know, we thought after Thursday night's loss at Selins Grove, the Braves still had enough points to be the number one seed. Not like it really matters, because the championship game would be at a neutral site anyway. But they actually didn't. They did have enough points, but because Central Mountain had beaten Chickalemme twice, the way I understand it, they decided to give Central Mountain the number one seed nevertheless. So the Braves ended up being the number two seed instead of hosting Hollidaysburg, hosted Bellefonte, but didn't find out really about that until late in the or early in the morning on Sunday morning. So they have really not had a whole lot of time to prepare for this game, but they've watched a lot of film, and that's one of the things we'll chat with Coach Bill Ziegler when we return here at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. It's playoff basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
We are kicking the competition and scoring points with you, the customer. Hi, Mike here with Blaze Alexander and Sunbury, and we are not only taking down prices and number one in trade values, we are headed to the top to be your champion in the automotive business. So stop in and get your hand raised as the winner of the best deal around. 800 Market Street, Blaze Alexander, Sunbury, taking the deals the others won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
Welcome back to Chickalemme. First round of the District 4-6 playoffs with the Chickalemme Braves taking on Bellefonte. Coach Bill Ziegler joining us on the pregame. Bill, you have not had a whole lot of time to prepare for this Bellefonte team. What do you know about them so far? And I know you've got a scouting report that you've worked on all year, I guarantee you.
Well, we crash course this a little bit as well. We thought we were going to play Hollidaysburg, but it's Bellefonte. So, you know, luckily they have a lot of film on YouTube. So we got to watch them on YouTube a lot, and you know, we know this team is big in size. You know, they'll start 6'4", 6'4", with a 6'6", player off the bench, you know, they're pretty good on the offensive end, and you know, it'll be a good matchup for us tonight.
How is the matchup underneath? I mean, you've been able to take advantage of a little bit of a size advantage, especially rebounding defensively. Where is that? Is that advantage there tonight, or and if not, what do you do to change things?
Well, regardless if they're taller than us or not, we have to rebounding. We have to win. You know, playoff basketball comes down to turnovers and rebounding, so we got to make sure that we rebound offensively and defensively. I don't think Belfont's a strong defensive rebounding team, so we got to make sure that we crash the offensive boards every chance that we get.
Is this a team you can feel comfortable man-to-man with most of the way?
We're going to mix. We're going to press a little bit, half-court trap a little bit, play some man and play some zone, try to keep them off balance and not let them get into a rhythm.
On the offensive side, it's all about the sets, and that's something that I think that you guys wanted to see a little bit more of the other night, was a little more offensive sets going on, especially later in the game.
Yeah, we at times we get very impatient on the offensive end, and I think we watch a lot of pro basketball because we think there's a shot clock, and you know, we don't really reverse the ball to the other side or even reverse it two or three times, and when we do that, we seem to get a pretty good look. You know, they get impatient sometimes and they take the first available shot, and that's not always the best shot. So hopefully tonight we'll be a little bit more disciplined and work our sets through a little bit more.
Good luck, Coach. We'll talk to you afterwards.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Starting lineups tonight for the visiting Belfont Red Raiders. It'll be Tyler Kroll, the guard, the 5'9 junior, averaging 9 points a game, a 71% free throw shooter on the season. Nick Way, the 5'11 guard, he's a junior, averaging 13 points a game, second highest on the team. He's a 75% free throw shooter. Also at guard, a 5'8 sophomore, Alexander Eberling. Eberling averaging 5 points a game, a 33% free throw shooter on the season. Gannon Brungard is a 5'11 junior forward, averaging 5 points a game, a 67% free throw shooter. Blair Eckley Jones, the guard slash forward, who will be starting at forward. The junior is the highest scorer on the team by average at 14 a game, 77% free throw shooter on the season. He is the Belfont Red Raiders are 6-11 on the year this year. For the Shikellamy Braves, coming in at 7-12 overall, it'll be John Pfeiffer, the junior at guard. Pfeiffer is 6'3 junior, averaging 8 points a game, the leading free throw shooter on the team at 68%, also leads the team in steals now by two over Luciano. Brayden Long, the 6-foot senior at guard, averaging 4 points a game, leads the team in taking charges at 6, 54% free throw shooter on the team this year. Mason Dietrich, the 6-foot sophomore guard, averaging 9 points a game, a 54% free throw shooter for the Shikellamy Braves. Nate Luciano, 6-foot guard. He leads the team in assists, second on the team in steals, second on the team in third on the team now in blocks, averaging 7 points a game, and a 54% free throw shooter. Davis Marshall averaging 16 points a game, the leading scorer. Also leads the team in rebounds, points off turnovers, and blocks. Is a 57% free throw shooter for Marshall, the 6-foot senior forward. Braves shooting 56% from the free throw line, 42% from the two-point area, 25% from the three-point line, and 35% overall, averaging 49 points a game, giving up 53. Kroll, Way, Eberling, Brungard, and Eckley Jones for Central Mountain, or excuse me, for Belfont, rather. Luciano, Marshall, Pfeiffer, Dietrich, and Long for the Shikellamy Braves. So that's your starting lineups. Opening tip, when we return, it's playoff basketball, the District 4-6 semifinal on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
Some people say you can't change the world. At Lackawanna College, we believe you can. With in-demand programs like Medical Assistant, we help prepare you for a career in a field where you can make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. At Lackawanna College's Sunbury campus, we're not here to change the world. We're here to change you. So maybe you can change the world. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. Get started today at lackawanna.edu.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
How do you know it's a big playoff game and a home playoff game? Well, you get Ted Andrulevich to come out of retirement to sing the national anthem here at the Phil Lockhoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse, Chief.
Yeah, Ted's been in contact with me for every game. He listens to us, and this is the first year he's retired from doing the clock during the games, and he would sing the national anthem all the time, and he's quite a Shikellamy Brave, being a Mount Carmel graduate and native, but he was principal here in Shikellamy for many, many years.
Belfont will be sporting their road crimson uniforms with white numerals and lettering and a silver split white stripe down the side and silver outlines in the numerals. Braves in their home white uniforms with navy blue numerals and lettering and the maroon stripe down the side and maroon trim. Tonight's game, a District 6-4 semifinal game here tonight on WKOK. Everybody likes to talk to the Chief when he's on the air. You ever notice that?
Yeah, I know. That's what
happens. I'm going to have a light set up in front of you that says on air.
Yeah, we should do that.
Everybody likes chatting with the Chief. That's going to be our new podcast coming up this summer, Chatting with the Chief.
It'll never happen, Kevin. You know that.
Starting lineups being introduced as we speak for the first playoff game here at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse in, geez, almost a decade, I would say, Chief. I don't. I might be wrong about that, but it's been a long time since the Braves have hosted a playoff game.
We've never hosted a playoff game, Kevin.
Really?
Yeah.
Then it would be longer than a decade.
Yep.
Got a veteran officiating crew tonight in the District 4. It's Brian Albertson, Jeff Bowers, and
John McDaniels.
You know, you wanted to call him by his nickname Shorty.
I did not say that.
Or you wanted, when we came up with Wahoo.
I did not say either one of those.
But Brian Albertson's like family here, all right? We're looking at him right here.
Well, he's something. We're not sure what, but he's something.
We're glad he's here tonight, though. Glad these three guys are very veteran. And
he thinks he knows something about baseball, too, but we're still debating about that fact.
Well, he and I coached together years ago
in the youth leagues, and listen, I sat and learned an awful lot that year.
Well, we have Jeff Bowers, who a lot about soccer, had three girls that played soccer in Division I schools, and I asked him how the girls were doing, and I found out two of them are out of college working, and one's going to graduate this year, so it made me feel just a little bit older.
Marshall at the center circle, Eckley Jones joining him at the center circle. And we are underway. The tip, double tip, actually. It ended up being a tip the second time by Marshall. Marshall and the Braves have the ball. Marshall has it underneath from Dietrich. That shot tipped by Eckley Jones, and he'll come up with the rebound, too. Back the other way, Way with the basketball, averaging 13 points a game. He's going to match up with Pfeiffer defensively. He'll get the ball back now on the far wing with the pink and light blue shoes. He has an alternating light blue tongue and laces on the one and pink tongue and laces on the other. Can't miss him when he has the ball. Kroll with the basketball on the far side. He'll go to the near wing, not away. Very patient central, or excuse me, Belfont defense. And a travel as Eckley Jones went to the basket with a step too many.
It's very obvious that Belfont's going to try to take people out on the perimeter and try to dribble penetrate.
And the press has the ball tipped, but Marshall comes up with it.
Mason Dietrich was wide open underneath the basket, and the Braves did not see him.
He has the basketball now with a minute five gone by, looking for the first points of the game. Luciano attacking the basket to our left on the far corner. They'll swing it around, and Dietrich never saw that one coming. He was moving in, Long was throwing it out, and it goes out of bounds. Second possession now for Belfont, who turned the ball over themselves their first time around. Nick Way on the far side. He'll come between the circles now, moving to the right. They'll find Eckley Jones, gives it off now to Eberling. Back to Kroll, and they'll weave out front. Now Way will set the offense once again with 6:22 to go. Braves playing man-to-man here as we open things up. At the foul line, Eckley Jones works his way in. Marshall gets a hand on that one, knocks it out of bounds. Did a good job of disrupting Eckley Jones' move to the basket.
Well, Blair Eckley Jones is going to be a problem for Davis Marshall. He's very athletic, and he attacks the basket.
Luciano with a steal on the inbounds. Has a three-on-one. Bounces to Dietrich. Dietrich over the basket, and he overshot it. Rebound by Way on the backside. Way with a three-on-four now, and will hold up. Belfont with the basketball, and 5:55 to go in the first period, looking for our opening points. With the ball as Brungard starts in, now goes to Eckley Jones. 12-footer, back iron, no good. Rebound by Luciano. Braves with the basketball now, trying to get something going. Had a fast break, came up empty on the steal. Nice move on the cut by Davis Marshall to get open for two.
Just a cut down the right side. Davis finished that time, went up strong to the basket. Actually, there was nobody on him, so he had a pretty easy trip there.
Braves start to press, and a foul. This one, I think, coming on Pfeiffer as he commits the foul on Kroll. That'll be his first, team's first.
Kroll did a nice job of a little head fake to get by John. It wasn't much of a foul. John just reached out and grabbed his hand, but it's a foul.
He'll go top of the key now to Eberling. Eberling on the left side to Kroll, and a whistle.
Offensive foul.
Kevin. And it will be an offensive foul.
On 35.
That's going to be on Eckley Jones. His first, team's first. Braves up 2-0 with 5:06 to go first period. Luciano breaks the press right down the middle, and Dietrich had to go right between his hands. And it goes out of bounds
It'll be Bellefonte basketball, and another golden opportunity on the break missed. Way with the basketball, going up against the 2-2-1 press. They break the press on the sideline. Eberling in some trouble. Loose ball on the floor. Long comes up with it, but he touches it just as it hits the sideline in front of the Shikellamy bench.
Well, nobody really wanted to go after that ball. And, if, you know, Braden at the last minute decided to see if he could get it. Unfortunately, got there a little bit too late.
4:45 remaining in the first period. It is 2-0, Shikellamy leading. Bellefonte with the basketball. Eberling will give it off down away. Way will start in, draw a double team. Find Eckley Jones at the foul line. Left side now, Kroll. He gets to the foul line and runs out of real estate. Back into Eckley Jones. Leans the shoulder in and travels. And another travel against Eckley Jones brings Shikellamy the basketball with 4:24 remaining in the first period, up 2-0.
It's a little different full court press. It's a 1-2-2 full court press.
Into the corner, Long now finds Dietrich underneath, goes up, and comes up with the foul. That's another one, Coach. If he went right up with it, he not only gets the foul, but maybe the bucket in combination.
Oh, Eberling did a nice job of dropping. After that long pass to the corner from Marshall down to the corner, you know, that left Dietrich wide open, and Eberling did what he was supposed to do. He got there real quick.
And Dietrich's first one, a 54% free throw shooter, gives Shikellamy a 3-0 lead. Dietrich in the line again. He'll put the right hand up and put it in. Goes 2-for-2. Makes it a 4-0 lead as we reach the halfway part of the first period. Braves again with a 2-2-1, and that pass goes awry. Eberling comes up with it. He'll go to the near side to Way and just gets it across the line. Kroll now inside. Sends over to the right corner and finds Brungard, and it's stolen away by Marshall. Luciano with the basketball, bringing it up. Pfeiffer with it. Pfeiffer goes in. Other side, Dietrich, open three, corner, got it! 7-0, Shikellamy with 3:40 to go in the first period. Eberling with the basketball. That one's stolen out of the hands of Brungard as Luciano ripped it out of his hands, and then Brungard fouled him.
Well, Gannon Brungard, in consecutive possessions by the Red Raiders, has had the ball taken off of him just as he stood there. First time by
Davis Marshall,
and the second time by Luciano.
Braves up 7-0 with the basketball. Marshall inside, and that one's short. Tip out. Good job by Brungard of picking that one up. He'll drive it down. They'll go into the corner and out of Way. Way underneath, loses it out of bounds off of Piper's shin. As Emmerman will check in now for Shikellamy. He'll come in for Dietrich. 7-0, Shikellamy, 3:15 to go first. Lob in goes to Eckley Jones. Now Way with a three-pointer. Nothing there. Marshall with an easy rebound. Now the Braves will slow things down a little bit with 3 minutes on the clock. Leading at 7-0. Left side, Luciano. They'll find Long. Long drives to the foul line. Backs up. Far side now on the wing. It's Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer dribbles in. Now goes to the corner. Near corner, Long. Just a little too long. Backside rebound, Marshall. Slapped out of his hands, out of bounds by Brungard.
I know the Braves are up 7-0, but they've missed a couple of inside baskets, and they've also thrown the ball away twice, and that bothers me, Kevin. It just does.
Makes you nervous.
Got to be a little bit stronger going up, and there's a walk by Ammerman. And
there's another turnover for the Braves, keeping Bellefonte in this one, trailing at 7-0 with 2:42 to go in the first period. Braves pressing again. Way passes it to the far side to Kroll. He'll go back to the near wing to Way. Way finds room and goes in with a right side right hand and gets the two.
Well, nobody even came out after him until it was too late. He did a nice job of going into the layup.
Left side, Long in the corner, gets it. And a foul coming. This one charged to Way. Team foul number 3 for Bellefonte.
Actually, I think it's going to be 4. Kevin.
You're right, it is 4. That'll be the first on Way, and Shikellamy will inbound with 2:17 remaining
inbounding from the sidelines with Luciano on a 7-2 lead. Into the corner now, Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer wanted to lob that one into Marshall.
John does that a lot.
Went right into Brungard's hands.
Got to get the ball over top of the man.
Yeah.
Instead of hitting where his arms are extended.
So, again, Belfont with an opportunity here with 2 minutes to go. Brungard to the right side. He finds Kroll. Top of the key. Eckley Jones fakes a three, drives in, and Marshall will foul him on the way to the bucket. Shot was over top of the basket. And that will put the 77% free throw shooter on the line.
Well, Davis is going to have to start stopping, and that sounds kind of redundant, or excuse me, oxymoron. He's got to stop the Eckley Jones from driving all the time. You know, and Eckley Jones goes by him, gets by him continuously. You know, you got to keep him in front of you.
Leonard and Dietrich coming in. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Eckley Jones makes the second of his two, and now it's 7-3 as a 3-0 run now by Central Mountain. Leonard, far corner three, comes up short. Big rebound by Dietrich on the backside. Marshall has it now. With a minute 36 to go, a 7-3 Shikellamy lead after the Braves got the first seven on the board. Hammerman now sends it to Dietrich between the circles. Far wing now, Pfeiffer. Marshall at the foul line, a little deeper, takes the jumper, rolls it in. 9-3 on the long two from Marshall.
Well, and on the other side, Eckley Jones has to make sure he gets out on Davis because Davis is going to make those shots.
Yeah, that's one of those shots. The big guy's got a shot that you don't expect. Baseline jumper, Brungard, no good. Rebound by Way, puts it back up and in. Under a minute to go, 9-5. Shikellamy leading it now. Pass to the half-court line to Pfeiffer with a 3-on-1. He'll find Dietrich short, gets his own rebound, forces it back up, missed the shot. Eckley Jones with a rebound. Back to the other end now. Way with a basketball to Eckley Jones, top of the key. Fires up a three, in and out of the cylinder, no good. Rebound by Marshall. Has it ripped out of his hands by Brungard. Save on the sideline by Way, and Belfont will keep possession.
You just got to be strong in there, Kevin. You can't take anything for granted. You got to be strong.
Brungard playing a little scrappy here defensively. They'll get it and give it to Eckley Jones for a three. That one is good. And just like that, a 7-0 lead is cut down to 9-8, a one-point lead with about 8 seconds remaining. Here comes Pfeiffer over to the corner. Marshall, three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Eckley Jones, and that'll do it. At the end of the first period, that for the first half was all Shikellamy, ended all Belfont. 9-8 at the end of the first eight on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
First 8 minutes in the books. It is Shikellamy 9, Belfont 8. Chief, your assessment of the first period?
Well, the Braves missed too many inside shots. If they would have made those baskets that they had, which were they were 1 foot away, they'd be up by about 8 right now. And that's been the story of the season, Kevin. I mean, look what they did at Mifflinburg.
That's
they missed
a good point.
19 insiders. And, you know, I said, you know, missed shots and missed foul shots determine a lot of the outcomes in the Braves' games.
Belfont has the ball to start this period. They'll go to Kroll now. He takes a jumper from the near elbow, gets it. And for the first time tonight, Belfont takes a 10-9 lead.
Well, the momentum certainly has swung, Kevin. It started at the end of that last quarter.
Luciano drives in, left hand, left side, right in. Now the Braves get the lead back by one.
You know, they play a full-court press, Belfont does, but they're very loose on defense. They really are.
Luciano now working on Kroll, and he is in trouble. They go to the right side, baseline jumper, Eckley Jones in the cylinder and rattled right out. That's the second one he's had almost in the cylinder and pops right out.
He was all by himself again. Nobody was guarding him. I know they're trapping, but somebody's got to go and put a hand in his face.
Luciano, jumper for the foul line. Too long. Eckley Jones, backside rebound with a minute gone by and a one-point Chickalamy lead. Wayne with a basketball. He'll give it off down to Kroll. He will back up a little bit, set the offense. Left side, Brungard. Brungard now working a little further to the left to Eberle. Eberle sends it inside to Eckley Jones, and he traveled for the third time already.
Well, thank goodness, thank goodness that John Piper came off of his man and stopped Eckley Jones from going to the basket, because again he had gotten by his man and was going to make a layup, and that's what caused the walk.
Coach Rick Hall for the Red Raiders calling the timeout. That'll be a 30-second timeout with 6:40 to go here in the first half. 11-10, Chickalamy leading it after Belfont took their first lead of the ball game a few seconds into the second period.
I've said all year long on full court presses, a lot of times the turnovers occur at the other end when the people are going to set up their offense or not set up their offense. The Braves have had no trouble beating it, and a lot of times they end up with a 3-on-1, a 3-on-2, and they throw the ball away or they miss the layup or they shoot the ball too soon. Like Coach Ziegler said, sometimes his kids feel there's a shot clock.
That was well put in the pregame. Yeah.
Nice backdoor.
There's a beautiful backdoor move. No one saw Dietrich except the man throwing the pass.
Like I said, Belfont doesn't play great defense, Kevin, and his man left him go, and I think the man's still standing in the corner down there. Whoa, good
there's
job.
There's a pass underneath right between the hands of Kroll, but it's tipped out of bounds by a Brave.
That was a good job by Marshall to get there, all right. And, you know, he almost intercepted it, but he kept a Belfont player from getting an easy layup.
I don't think Belfont has made a substitution in this game.
I don't think they will, Kevin.
Wayne with the basketball now at the foul line. Jumper bounces off the iron, no good. Long with a rebound. Finds Luciano. Luciano to Dietrich. Dietrich to Marshall. Marshall at the three-point line now with six to go in the half. Gives it off to Luciano.
So let's run a little offense here, guys.
Luciano in the corner, waves somebody in, and they tried to get it to Marshall, but it goes right into the thigh of Kroll, who picks it up, bounce pass to the right side to Brungard, decides not to shoot it, kicks it back out. Three-pointer in the corner, Way hits it, and it's tied at 13 with the near corner three.
A turnover off of a pick and roll by the Braves turns into a tying three-point shot by Way, and he has seven of those 13 points.
13-all with 5:22 to go. Long gets the feed inside. They find Marshall at the foul line. Marshall fights his way in. An offensive foul.
That's going to be his second foul. And, again, just, right in front of the basket, you got to power up, go strong, and hopefully somebody grabs your arms if you don't make the shot. And that's his second foul. That's not good for the Braves, especially with 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
Third team foul for the Braves. 5:10 to go, all tied at 13. Losing the ball and getting it back his way, and that is an over and back. He was over the line, then lost the handle on it, sent it backwards to Brungard, and that was a turnover.
Like I said, you know, plenty of opportunities to build a lead here by the Braves, but you got to put the ball in the basket after you force the turnover.
They have not been able to do that regularly. Dietrich, top of the key three, that one well short and out of bounds off of the Braves. It will be Belfont basketball. Again, a missed opportunity with 4:52 to go and a 13-all game here in the second.
Well, Mason has seven of the 13 for the Braves, and this didn't look like he was squared up that time.
That didn't look comfortable.
No, it did not. You're exactly right, Kevin.
He has a comfortable, really smooth shot, and that was not the one. Long reaches in and fouls Brungard.
Well, sometimes you get away with that foul that Braden had because you're trailing the player you're defending, and you reach in and it's hard to see. But unfortunately, it was right in front of two officials here, and Braden picks up number one.
Team foul number four for the Braves. feed to Brungard underneath. He gets the bucket, but he travels. That is the fourth travel of the first half for Belfont. And Ammerman now coming in for Dietrich.
You know, Gannon Brungard is the grandson of Johnny Waddick, who I played football with. And if I know John's listening to the game tonight, so we'll give him a, hey, what's happening out there, John? So
deep three by Pfeiffer, no good. Rebound by Eckley Jones. He also has an uncle here at Shikellamy.
He does. And, you know, John used to come watch his other two grandsons, the Tilford boys, play all the time.
That is correct. And the father of said young men working the clock tonight. There's a scoop shot underneath, no good by Way. Shikellamy with a basketball, still tied at 13 all halfway through the period. Open three, Davis doesn't take it. Offensive foul, dropping the shoulder and accelerating is going to be a foul. Davis doesn't like the call, but it's the right one.
He's got to learn
that
you can't get that elbow out and that shoulder out.
Well, and you can't do it as aggressive either. You can get away with a little bit of a nudge sometimes, but that one was a little bit of a push, and that's the third foul, so he's got to sit now.
Yep.
That's going to bring Dietrich back in and put Pfeiffer and Ammerman down low. Roll with the basketball. Now to Brungard. Into the corner, near side to Eblen. And now they'll move around the left side away. Into Kroll now. Kroll will back up with 3:30 to remaining and an all-tied 13-all second period.
Well, Johnny Pfeiffer's on Eckley Jones right now. That's a good matchup. John's more athletic. Going to be able to handle him.
And Eckley Jones did a great job of making a move, and Pfeiffer just shut it down. Missed the shot. Braves get the rebound with Luciano.
It's been 13-13 for a long time here, folks.
It has been an awful long time since that three-pointer by Way. Long three, Pfeiffer short on that one. Handed into the hands of Ebling.
And nobody on the offensive boards for the Braves.
Three-pointer at the other side by Wayne. No good. Tipped around. It goes right back into the hands of the guy who shot it.
Well, Cam Ammerman had his hands on it. Probably should have had it. But, again, you got to be strong.
Ball with the basketball on the far side. He'll go to the foul line. Take a long two. That one rattles around but not down. Long with the rebound. Outlet now to Luciano with 2:30 remaining, all tied at 13.
You got to slow things down here a little bit. Look for some back doors. And, you know, don't think about those outside shots. Just take it right like that.
Well, Ammerman had that one in the cylinder, or Long, rather, had that one in the cylinder and rattled right back out. Not enough arc on that one. Here comes Wayne working in. Now to Brungard. Now back to Way with 2:10 remaining. Still tied at 13. Belfont with a basketball. Ebling now sends it over. Top of the key. He'll find Eckley Jones. Eckley Jones works it inside, and they'll pass it for Brungard, who lost a handle on the ball. Good defense by Long. Luciano picks it up. Luciano to Long. Long spins to the inside, sends it over to Dietrich. Three! Just the whiskers short, out of bounds, off of Eckley Jones. Shikellamy basketball with a minute 44 to go, tied at 13 here in the first half.
Well, the basketball gnomes that were at Seals Grove last week are now sitting on the rims of the Shikellamy field house.
Yes.
I mean, every shot that looks like it's going to go in comes right back out.
Long back on the inbounds. He'll find Leonard now just checking in. He works his way, loses a handle on it, gives it to Pfeiffer, though. Back to Long into the corner. Long works his way in. Now Dietrich, far wing, works his way in. Scoops one up, tried to draw the foul. No whistle, no basket. Way has it back the other way with a three-on-three. Back iron, no good. Rebound by Kroll. Way will get it back now with a minute 18 to go, tied at 13. Here comes Wayne working his way in. Passes it right to Dietrich. Lost it out of bounds. Long couldn't hang on to it. It'll be Belfont basketball.
That was good defense by Mason. After the pick and roll, he went with his man and actually got in the passing lane and stole the ball. It would have been a layup. Unfortunately, he went out of bounds off of Braden Long's arm.
Eckley Jones guarded by Long. Gets by Long. Goes up. Fouled by Long.
You know, the Braves should know right now that every time Blair Eckley Jones gets the ball out around the foul line, he's going to square up and he's going to do a fake one way or the other and head to the bucket.
I think we're seeing the first substitution, Derek Cox, the freshman guard, coming in. And that one hits all of the rim, and Eckley Jones drops it in. He'll check in now for Ebling.
Well, that's a lead for Bellefonte right now with 104 to go, 14-13, and now 15-13.
That's their largest lead of the evening, a two-point game with a minute three remaining in the half.
It's been 6 minutes since the Braves have scored.
And it feels more like an eternity. Three-pointer well short by Pfeiffer. It was a good look from the corner, but just wasn't even close. Rebound by Kroll now, and we'll bring it back up the other way, guarded by Leonard. Kroll will work his way in. Leonard got a hand on that one from behind, missed it. Rebound by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer with a three-on-three to Leonard. Leonard to the corner to Long with 34 seconds to go. Long inside the paint, off the window, no good. Rebound Cox, two-point game, 15-13 with 26 seconds left. Three-pointer by Eckley Jones, no good. Loose ball on the floor. Dietrich traveled because he rolled with it. Can't do that.
All the fans get upset when they make that call. They think the official made a bad call.
It's the right call.
It's the right call. As soon as you were on the floor. Yep.
Zekman quickly checking in now for Leonard with 17.6 to go and a two-point game. Bellefonte has had the lead twice in this game. Their largest by two.
A four-point lead at halftime, Kevin, is going to be big in this
game. Especially the way these two teams have been battling. Way misses it. 9 seconds to go. Braves have a chance to tie it. Here comes Luciano into the corner for the lead. For three, Pfeiffer missed the shot. Zekman with a rebound. Dietrich got it away, and he got it! Dietrich got it away at the buzzer. And Shikalimi with a 16-15 lead on the buzzer beater three. That's where we stand at the half. This is Shikalimi Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At WNL Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. WNL Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
It is not often, with about 10 seconds left, that you get 2 3-point opportunities, Chief, but the Braves got them in that last series.
Well, when John Pfeiffer missed a three from the left corner, Colin Zekman was in the right place, kept the ball alive, and, you know, he probably could have turned around and take a 5-foot shot, but he had two Bellefonte Red Raiders in his face. Smart enough, Colin kicked it back out to Mason Dietrich, and, you know, there I was talking about not thinking about it. Mason knew he had to get rid of the ball. It was one of those touch and shoots, and he didn't hit anything but the bottom of the net. So, you know, what looked like the Braves might be down by 4 or 5 at halftime, they turned it around, got the rebound, came down and scored a three to go up by one. So that was a good job, even though both teams put together didn't score as many points as one team usually scores, all right, in the first half of a basketball game.
Well, I was going to say, this first half has been, to say low scoring might be the understatement of the century here,
yep.
Because it's 16-15. You do not expect a quarter or a semifinal district playoff game to be that low.
Well.
And again, both teams really struggling shooting the ball.
Now, I can understand, you know, Bellefonte with the long ride down here, and they got here right as I got here.
Yeah.
But they had plenty of time to warm up, and it's an away district playoff game, and you might be a little bit nervous. But the Braves, I don't know what their problem is. I know it's physical in there, but you just got to body up and get that ball up there instead of just trying to, you know, softly. Because they're letting them play out there, Kevin. You're not going to get the foul called unless you go into the person.
You know, that's a great point. I'm glad you said that because, you know, we did not have a one-on-one that entire first half. And
no.
It was a very physical first half.
There were six fouls by the Braves, and there were four. And, Kevin, the Bellefonte Red Raiders did not have any fouls in the second quarter. Those four fouls were all in the first quarter. You know, and if you look at the scoring, okay, you've got Mason Dietrich has 10 points, all right, and Davis Marshall has four, okay, and
of the 16.
And Nace Luciano has the other basket. You go the other way, and Nick Way has seven, and Blair Eckley Jones has six of the 15. And there's one other basket that's by Ty Kroll. So, you know, people are not, you know, we didn't get any scoring from Johnny Pfeiffer or Braden Long, and sometimes when Cam Lesher came in, and he did try to get the ball up, he was in there in the paint among the Giants, and it didn't quite work out for him. But, you know, it's the same old story, it seems, that just a couple of guys end up doing all the scoring, and when the Braves can spread that scoring out, it seems they do a lot better.
Yeah, you mentioned Cam being in the game as a freshman. I mean, being able to get into a district playoff game as a freshman has to be a great feeling. And there are only three freshmen on this team. We've seen Cam play really, really well in some of the JV games. Matter of fact, we talked about it last week at this time. He was shooting 30 points.
Yeah, he's a scorer.
In the Central Mountain game.
Yeah, he's a scorer, and he'll learn how to play defense. I mean, he doesn't play bad defense, but he'll get better on defense. And I, you know, Tim Ford, the ex-coach or the AD at Chicoutimi, I talked to him. I said, Bellefonte's letting the Braves get into the paint. They're playing a little bit loose, but they haven't been able to take advantage of that in scoring because they're either missing some inside shots or they've been shooting really poorly from the outside.
And from Bellefonte's point of view, they've got to get more production out of Eckley Jones. He's their leading scorer, and right now when you take the 3 points off the line, he has a three points from the field in a three-point play, and that's it.
Well, he scored.
He's really struggled shooting.
And he scored a couple of times. Unfortunately, he walked before he put the ball in the basket.
Three times, as a matter of fact,
so,
in this first half.
You know, it's one of those games that I think I said to you right before the half, a four-point lead at halftime would be big in this game. If somebody makes a run here in the third quarter, it could be lights out for the other team, Kevin.
You know, that's a great point, and that third quarter is going to be huge. And Chicoutimi has been feast or famine a lot of times in the third quarter this year. Which will it be tonight? We'll find out as Chicoutimi comes out of the locker room with a 16-15 lead over Bellefonte on WKOK.
Some people say you can't change the world. At Lackawanna College, we believe you can. With in-demand programs like Medical Assistant, we help prepare you for a career in a field where you can make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. At Lackawanna College's Sunbury campus, we're not here to change the world. We're here to change you. So maybe you can change the world. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. Get started today at lackawanna.edu.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Well, how about this one in the second quarter in the other semifinal game here in the District 4-6 tournament? It is Hollidaysburg leading Central Mountain 34-29. That game being played up at Central Mountain, just outside of Lock Haven and Mill Hall.
Doesn't surprise me, Kevin. And it doesn't surprise me this game is so close, because I think all four teams are so evenly matched. And it's just one of those years that we don't have what I would call a powerful team coming out of District 6 or District 4.
No, you're absolutely right.
And I'm not being derogatory, and I'm not trying to be critical of any of the teams that are playing. But
no, I think that's a good assessment.
But it's also been a difficult year for all the teams, having to deal with COVID, practicing, not practicing, being shut down. I mean, getting ready to play Hollidaysburg and then find out the day before you're playing Bellefonte.
Oh, so yeah, by the way.
or else having one night to get ready to play somebody after you've sat and couldn't practice for a week, you know.
Well, and here's another thing to keep in mind. Note, most of the years, if not all the years that we've been doing this, there's been a week between the end of the regular season and the start of the playoffs, so you'd have a chance to warm up. There were, like, hours.
Well, normally,
about it.
The Braves were fortunate that they had a week off, week between the start for 5A, because that gave them a chance to get the Central Mountain and the Seals Grove games in last week.
That's also true.
So, you know, normally, you're right, they would have a week to get ready, especially in the upper classes, because there's not that many teams, and you don't have quarterfinals, you have semifinals and finals, and you don't have any play-in games either.
That is correct. It's a two-game tournament.
And
right now, Shikellamy
leads
it by
one. Only one team goes, right? Only one team out of every class in any district goes.
That is also correct.
To the states.
Now, here's where that three-pointer is big. This could be a five-point swing because the Braves get the ball to start the second half. So it'll be Luciano, Long, Dietrich, Pfeiffer, and Marshall. Three-pointer Luciano, that one no good, and a rebound by Eckley Jones. So it'll be Kroll, Way, Eberling, Brungard, and Eckley Jones.
You got to get your big guy in there rebounding. Don't stand on the perimeter and watch the shot. There's a nice move.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it was a nice move there by Way, but he ran into literally ran into Pfeiffer and had nowhere to go, and he ended up throwing the ball behind the basket.
At first I thought it's going to be a nice layup off of that spin move, but all of a sudden, he's going out of bounds with the ball.
Well, he's 5'11", Pfeiffer 6'3", and it was like walking into an elm. Over to the left side, now Pfeiffer underneath to Marshall. Marshall missed the shot. Backside rebound, Pfeiffer.
John's in the right spot, Kevin. Backside rebound after the miss by Marshall off the good assist that time by Luciano.
18-15, Shikellamy leading it by three. They're led by as many as seven. Underneath, Brungard goes right over top of the basket. Might have been tipped a little bit by Pfeiffer. I'm not sure.
He's had him posted up really nice inside. He just missed a shot.
Long drives in, goes to Pfeiffer on the far side. Pfeiffer now attacking the basket to our right. Goes in, fights hard. Might have been tipped by Eckley Jones. Back the other way by Kroll. He will come up, and he will give it off. He'll swing it around on the near wing to Way, attacking the basket to our left. Eckley Jones, three, into the cylinder, out of the cylinder, and then right back in it again.
He's got it. You know, Davis has to come out and put a hand in his face. He was 10 feet away from him.
Pfeiffer now underneath, looking, in some trouble, finds Dietrich. Dietrich working his way in. Now three-pointer from the corner, Marshall, no good. Long chasing down the rebound, and the Braves will have it. Tied at 18 with 6:15 to go in the third.
Johnny Pfeiffer had a layup off of that move. I don't know why he didn't take the shot. He passed it back outside.
Dietrich at the top of the key sends it into Marshall, who makes a move to get inside his defender.
Davis sealed. Really nice. Blair Eckley Jones had him on his back, and all they had to do was get him the ball, and he was going to score. That was a really nice job by Davis Marshall.
Over to the far side, Kroll. Into the corner now by Way for three, and he got it. And now a one-point lead again for Bellefonte, 21-20.
They're leaving him wide open, Kevin. They're trying to trap, but they're not getting people to run out after Way in the corner that time, and he had all the time in the world to shoot it.
5:35 to go.
in the third period. Belfont up by one. On the right side, Luciano. Not a long open three from the wing. No. And off of the hands of Marshall, out of bounds, it'll be Central Mountain basketball.
You can score and score and score, but if you don't play good defense, you know, you're going to get yourself in trouble. And it's the fact that in that trap situation, half-court trap, you have to move on and in that zone and get to the open man that has the outside shots. And the Braves have not done that two times in a row.
Central Mountain now has a one-point lead over Hollidaysburg, 37-36 at the half. At Central Mountain. And there's a pass picked off by Dietrich. Dietrich will find Luciano. One-on-one goes up. He will rattle it home, and he'll get the bonus shot.
Good concentration by two guys that time. I mean, after Davis Marshall's throw that ball, there were people on either side of him, and they were bumping him and knocking him, trying to get the ball. He came out of it. When he was going to lose it, he hit Luciano to his left. And then the second concentration came when Nate was going into the layup as he got fouled, and he made it.
Luciano, a 54% free throw shooter, finishes the three-point play. Back to a two-point lead with five to go in the third, 23-21. Now the Braves will put a little bit of a press on now. Go 2-2-1. Central Mountain still hasn't crossed the line. Now they do. It's in the hands of Ebling. It will go to Way. Way will drive in, has it tipped by Long. Long tries to outrace Ebling to it, and it rolls out of bounds at the baseline. For Shikalimi, and it will be Belfont basketball.
It should be Belfont basketball. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. That's the right call.
No, they gave it to the Braves now.
Oh, wow.
That's big. I thought it came off of
I did too.
Off the Braves.
I thought it was off Long. Marshall has it underneath, spins to the inside, puts a shoulder down, off the back iron, no good. Rebound picked up by Brungard.
He's not looking at the basket, Kevin.
Kroll with it now. And now Central Mountain with a two-point deficit, or excuse me, Belfont with a two-point deficit, 23-21. Nick Way with a basketball. Way works his way in, guarded by Pfeiffer, comes back out. They'll throw it in to Eckley Jones. Three-pointer, no good by Kroll.
Yeah, good box out by Davis that time to get the defensive board. You know, when Davis does the right things, there's nobody any better.
It's tough. Yeah. It's tough to defend. Tough to beat him out for that rebound. Long into the corner. Luciano far side. Three. Bang! That is called throwing it and getting it quicker than you can defend it.
Well, Nate now with 8 points, Kevin.
Trying to answer back as Ebling gets it inside now to Eckley Jones. Eckley Jones draws a crowd. Far side way three. No good. Rebound by Pfeiffer. Make that a five-point Shikalimi lead. Long with it now. Sends it in to Marshall. Marshall looking. Puts it on the floor. Goes opposite side. Dietrich fights through a block and he'll go to the line.
Nice job. Two guys that time. Excellent decisions. Davis deciding to get the ball over to Mason Dietrich on the opposite low box. And then Mason deciding to take it to the hoop.
Coach Hall calls a timeout with 3:16 remaining here in the third period. 26-21, Shikalimi with a five-point lead. They led by as many as seven when this game started, but they have not led by more than three since.
They can lead by seven now if they make both these foul shots. And Kevin, again, foul shots are going to be very crucial in a low-scoring game like this. And the Braves, have to continue to attack the basket, which they've done. And their defense the last two times has been very, very stellar. And when they've given shots to Belfont, they've been able to get the defensive boards. And the fact that they're pushing the ball up court and they're taking the transition basket when they can get it, but they're now pulling it out and trying to run some offense if they don't have it right away. So somebody must have said something at halftime because they're playing a lot better, playing a lot smarter at the offensive end too.
Dietrich, a 54% free throw shooter on the season, will go on for the first time this afternoon.
No, he's 2-for-2 from the line, Kevin, right now.
Oh, he was to the line. You're right.
Well, you made me say it, didn't you, as he misses the first one.
Missed it well. Boy, short.
That hit the front of the rim.
Yeah, that's a rare miss that bad for him.
The arc was not good.
Now he bends the knees a little further, and that one had very little arc too. Hits the clock after bouncing off the back of the iron. It wasn't going to drop in anyway.
Well, Kevin, I guess the timeout by Coach Hall worked out that time, right?
Icing the kicker. 3:10 remaining. The Braves go 2-2-1 now in press. They'll break it with Evelyn. Now Way has it with 3:03 to go, trailing it by 5. Way to the foul line. Gives it off now to Kroll. Almost traveled as he slipped. Way on the far wing, guarded by Luciano. Patient right now is Belfont.
Well, they're running people through the middle, Kevin, and they run a little weave at the top once in a while. Looking for a back door.
Over to the near wing now to Brungard. He'll get it back. He'll pass it around out front with 2:30 to go.
Now, I'm surprised they're not trying to get it into Eckley Jones because, Davis has 3 fouls.
They are not attacking. Eckley Jones now out front with the basketball, outside the 3-point arc, I should say. He'll come up top now between the circles. There's Way with it with 2:10 remaining and a big time eating possession here for Belfont. Hand it off to Ebling. Now to Eckley Jones. They'll send it underneath, and a nice move underneath Way. Way will turn around, lay it up and in. 3-point lead for Shikellamy.
He just got away from Braden Jones that time. That's 12 points for Way. He's the leading scorer.
Long sends it in now to Marshall. Back out to Long. Long drives in. Into the corner now. 3-pointer Ammerman missed it. Backside rebound, Eckley Jones.
We could use one of Cam Ammerman's three.
Sure could.
Well, Kevin.
Here comes the drive, and Way is fouled on the way in.
Yeah, it's there's no shooting here. Way is basically, doing a great job for them on offense. He's attacking the ball. He's moving without the ball, and Billy Ziegler calls his first timeout.
That foul was charged to Dietrich, second team foul. Minute 35 to go here in the third period. Shikellamy leading it 26-23, and the difference is 3 at this point, and there have been a few of them here in this period for both teams.
Yeah, if I were Shikellamy, I'd want to know where Way is all the time.
Yeah,
he does move well without the ball, and he got loose the last time to get that other layup. And he has 2 threes, Kevin, so he has the ability to hit from the outside. That was only a 30-second timeout by the Braves.
It was indeed, with a minute 35 remaining here in the third period, 26-23 in the District 4-6 semifinal in 5A basketball. Inbound goes to Eblick. They'll go between the circles now. Give it off to Eckley Jones. Deep three by Kroll. In and out, no good. Marshall well underneath the basket. Solidify that
rebound.
They
left Kroll all alone, Kevin.
And he almost hit that one.
Yes, he did. The Braves, fortunate that he did not make that one.
That was in the cylinder, and that was an NCAA-style three there. Top of the key. They'll send it over to left side to Long. Three-pointer, no good. Eckley Jones with the rebound.
Well, I guess you live and die by the three,
well,
Kevin.
That's what I was just going to say. The Braves are starting to get way too comfortable with that three, and a great move by Eckley Jones. Yeah. Right hand, right side, right hand.
He went right by Davis Marshall.
Luciano says, I can do that too, trying to draw the foul. Can't do it. Goes out of bounds. Turnover. It'll be Belfont basketball with 49 seconds to go and a one-point Shikellamy lead in the third.
Yeah. The Braves with a 5-point lead, chance to make 2 foul shots to go up by 7. Are now only up by 1.
And that 1 could be less than that. Right now, Brungard has it and throws it off of Pfeiffer out of bounds. Dietrich now coming in for Long.
Well, we kind of expected this ball game to be a 4-quarter game.
Definitely. It may be longer.
It's always a 4-quarter game, but I meant close.
It may be longer. 26-25, 33 seconds to go here in the third. Way with the basketball at the foul line. Finds Brungard. Over to the right for Kroll with 23 seconds left. Braves playing man-to-man here. Eckley Jones brings Marshall out front. Looking to get it inside. Dietrich did a nice job of defending, and it goes off of Dietrich, off of Brungard, out of bounds with 12 seconds to go. The Braves can get the lead a little bit more of a gap going into the final period here.
Gannon had it cut down the middle. He was wide open, and the ball got deflected and went off his chest.
Here comes Luciano off the right side. Put it up and in with five to go. 28-25. Here comes Central Mountain with Kroll and a running three. Off the front of the rim, no good. At the end of the third period, Shikellamy extends the lead 28-25 over Bellefonte. This is Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting app.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Final 8 minutes of someone's season here in the District 4-6 semifinal. 28-25, Shikellamy leading Bellefonte by three. Bellefonte will get the ball to start the period.
Kevin, I was used to a lot of these games when I was coaching being this low scoring, but that was girls' basketball. Usually the boys are, you know, getting closer to 50 instead of just 40 points to win a basketball game.
Driving in that time was Kroll. Almost lost the handle on the basketball. Now they get it back. They'll send it over to Ackley Jones. Bellefonte, very few changes in their lineup tonight. Only one substitution in this game. And there's Ackley Jones for about 10. Back iron, no good. Big rebound by Brungard, and he traveled with it. That's the fifth one of the night for Bellefonte.
That's been a big problem tonight, not just with Brungard, but with some of the other players on the...
Ackley Jones has three.
And the Braves have walked a couple of times, too.
One-point lead for Central Mountain at the half over Hollidaysburg. And there's a nice running one-hander off the square and in for Luciano. And makes it a five-point lead with seven to go.
He's got 10 points in this half, Kevin. He's been the Braves' offense.
And there's almost a steal. Coming out in the backcourt is Ebling to get it back. And now, right now, Bellefonte has to settle down and play their offense and be patient here.
I don't think they have great ball handlers, Kevin. But, you know, they've been able to get by. The Braves have been putting a lot of pressure on them.
Over to the right side, Kroll with the basketball. And he will actually wait, and there'll be a whistle against Dietrich.
They're going to call a foul on Mason. He tripled, he tripped, and he fell into Gannon. It's a foul, but it was one, or into Gannon Brungard. But it's a foul, but it was kind of one of those really strange ones.
One of those oops fouls.
Exactly.
Central, again, it'll be Bellefonte with the basketball.
Johnny Pfeiffer now down low against the big guy from Bellefonte.
We'll go to the near wing for three from Way. He's got a three earlier, didn't get it. Backside rebound now by Pfeiffer. Sends it to Dietrich. To the near wing, Ammerman. Far side, Luciano. Luciano into the corner. Three by Marshall, short. And a tip out by Dietrich, and it goes into the hands of Way. Wade will bring it back with a three-on-three and have to hold up with six to go. And he throws it nowhere.
Kevin, I'm going to say it again. We're living and dying by the three-point shot.
Absolutely right. Timeout by Coach Hall.
Yeah, that's his third timeout, and it's a full.
5:55 remaining in this one. 30-25. Shikellamy leading it by five. The winner will advance to the District 6-4 finals, likely to be played at Bald Eagle area.
It's funny, Kev. One of our friends walked by and said, first one to 35 wins tonight. I think it's going to be more than that, Kevin. I think you're going to have to be in the mid-40s to win this game. Because all it takes is for one team to get the gnomes off of the baskets, all right? And what I'm saying is they just got to get hot. And Nate Luciano... What a great third quarter he had. He had 8 points in the third quarter. He had the opening basket here in the fourth for his 12 points altogether now, Kevin.
Well, right now, you said it. Shikellamy right now is living and dying by the three, and they're not getting great looks, and they're also not hitting high percentage threes either. They're not hitting threes at a high percentage.
They've shot a lot tonight. They shot threes a lot, but they made three, but they shot a heck of a lot more than that.
Yeah. There's a bounce pass underneath Dietrich. Off the window and in!
He did it
again.
That
was a great move that time. And now that lead for the first time since the first 3 minutes of the game is back to seven.
That was off a high screen from Davis Marshall, and Luciano went down low. Davis did the back door, Kevin.
Eckley Jones went up, had it blocked by Marshall, and a held ball call. It'll be Shikellamy with the possession arrow.
Mason does a nice job of faking out and then from the foul line extend and headed to the basket. That was a little tighter that time. That was a great pass by Braden.
There's a pass down to Leonard. Leonard will get it across the line. Leonard goes right up, and that's waved off for a travel. Luciano ready to come into the game for Pfeiffer.
Again, you know you got a 2-on-2. Everybody's moving.
A little excited.
Bring the ball out, okay? Bring the ball out.
Got a little excited.
Exactly.
5:22 to go in a 7-point Shikellamy lead. They led by as many as seven when it was 7-0 in the first 3 minutes of this game. Kroll with a one-hander turns around and puts it up and in.
That's a nice shot by Ty Kroll. Nice, just a really nice jump shot.
Lead back down to five. Luciano sends it underneath. Long as it ripped out of his hands by Brungard. He tips it out of Brungard's hands. It'll be Belfont basketball.
Well, Belfont, get a chance to come back here, Kevin.
Pfeiffer now in for Leonard. So the starting five in now for Shikellamy.
That was the first basket Kroll had at the end. And they ended up going almost 3 minutes, Belfont had.
Now, Davis Marshall has played this second half with three fouls very well defensively to not pick up the fourth. Way with a basketball between the circles now. 4:35 remaining. Here comes Way in. He will give it off to Brungard. Brungard gets one off the finger with a right hand and kind of shoots it almost over his head a little bit to make the two. It's now a three-point game. Luciano has it picked right out of his hands. Brungard gets the feed, lays it up and in. 32-31 on a 6-0 Belfont run has changed the complexion of this game. Timeout, Shikellamy.
Well, again, Kevin, just going 100 miles an hour against a press like this, you run yourself right into trouble. Wow. You know, it just seems that the Braves can get a cushion, and then they just turn the ball over or they miss some shots.
Can't finish it off.
They can't.
They can't finish it off, yeah.
Can't put anybody away.
Let's take a pause. 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Game reset. Davis Marshall with three fouls. It's about the only one in foul trouble for either team. It's only two fouls for each team on the scoreboard in this half. Possession arrow in favor of Belfont. And there's 4:17 remaining, and we're back to a one-point game.
No full-court press this time
And they're backing everybody off into the half-court defense.
Well, I know they'd like to press after a made basket.
Luciano slowly brings it up now. He'll be guarded by Kroll. He'll back up, move to the right a little bit. Now give it off to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer now running the middle of the lane. Near side, Luciano, three. That one, no. Hits the back iron and then the clock. And then that one will go as a out-of-bounds play, and Belfont will get it back for a chance to take the lead.
Another three-point miss.
Yep. They are really liking the three-point shot, but when you're not making a whole lot of them, it's tough to be consistent. There's a steal by Luciano on the pass. Luciano with a one-on-one. Fakes to the right, off to the left. Misses the shot off the window. Brungard gets it. He'll outlet and out of Way. And Way will back off with 3:30 remaining. Golden opportunity there and just couldn't finish it. Now Eckley Jones with a three. Got it! That's a big three to give Belfont a two-point lead.
Davis left him out there all alone again, Kevin. Didn't put a hand in his face.
A seven-point lead has now gone to a two-point deficit as Belfont has fought their way back. Pfeiffer drives the lane, goes to Marshall, three-pointer from the corner, no good. Pfeiffer with a rebound, puts it up, no good. Gets it for the third time. That one drops off the rim and in. And Bill Ziegler wants a timeout, 34-all with 2:51 to go. And again, the Braves are living and dying with the three.
Yeah, but John Pfeiffer was in there rebounding.
That was a difference that time.
No,
you're right.
I mean, he had three strong putbacks, and the third one he got in. There was people hanging all over him. And that's what we need the other big guy to do to get in there and go as strong as John Pfeiffer did.
34-34 with 2 minutes, 51 seconds remaining here in this final period of this District 4-6 semifinal.
Well, right now, the Braves started out with that 5-point lead. They've scored 6 points here in the fourth quarter, and Belfont with 9. So that's how they've made the difference up, 34-34.
Will there be a Shikellamy game on Thursday night for the District 4-6 championship? Belfont hoping that they're going to be in it with the next 2:51 and momentum as they are on a 9-2 run right now.
Well, Blair Eckley-Jones has hit 3 three-point shots. He's got 14 tonight, Kevin.
Cole will bring it up with 2:44 to go. He'll give it off now to Ebling. He will look around to the left. Dietrich all over him. Way now with the basketball. Way between the circles now. Has to stop. He's in trouble. Gets it just barely out to Kroll before Luciano ended up taking that one the other way. Central Mountain leads Hollidaysburg 54-39 after three. And that one is off Kroll's shin out of bounds.
John Pfeiffer reached the ball as Kroll was going by him. And knocked it and it hit off of Kroll's leg and went out of bounds. Good break by the Braves. Good defense by John Pfeiffer.
Central Mountains come out of the second half locker room on fire. They have a big lead now. That was a tight game, only a one-point game at the half. 2:03 to go, tied at 34 in a great one here. Braves with the basketball. Dietrich. Pfeiffer, Luciano into Marshall. Marshall in the low box, double team. Somebody's got to be open. He finds it. It's Pfeiffer on the far side to Dietrich in the corner. He got it for three! 37-34, a minute 40 left in this one.
Big shot by Mason Dietrich. Nice job by Davis to get it over to him too, Kevin. There are a lot of people on him.
Eckley-Jones with the basketball.
Get a hand in his face, Davis.
Eckley-Jones goes in, kicks it out to Kroll now with a minute 23 to go. Luciano all over Kroll. Kroll gets around him, bounce pass to Eckley-Jones, shot blocked by Pfeiffer, but I think he picks up a foul.
Well, it's going to put him on the line. Davis Marshall picks up number 4.
It is going to be on Marshall, his fourth, with a minute 16 to go. Eckley-Jones to the line, a 77% free throw shooter, missed it. Missed it short. That's his second miss of the night.
Well, he's 3 for 5 right now, Kevin.
Second one up, rattles in. Timeout, Coach Hall for the Red Raiders. 32nd timeout with a minute 16 remaining. 37-35 as both of these teams struggle to keep the season alive.
As far as I know, Kevin, he has one full timeout left. And Billy Ziegler has 2 fools and a 30 left. Well, okay. Look at the scoreboard. Look at the fouls.
Nobody's going to the line.
You've got to do a lot of fouling to get somebody to 1-1.
That's a great point. If Shikellamy takes this possession and turns it to points now, even 2 points makes it a 39-35 game. That's a 2-possession game. With, say, under a minute remaining, you're right. There's a lot of fouls that Belfont is going to have to give.
They could even do it with this possession, just as long as they take care of the ball.
Yeah.
So
that's a great point, Chief. That's a great observation. And the lob to Long gets it across the half court. Now to Dietrich, all alone under the basket, off the window, no good, and a whistle. And this one is going to be on Eckley Jones.
Wow. It's on. It was on 12.
Oh, I'm going to
say it was on Evelyn. So it's a Braves ball underneath their own basket, Kevin.
Second foul on him, third team foul. Inbound to Dietrich. Dietrich starting in. Dietrich lost a handle on the ball. He's in trouble. Has to get tied up, and Belfont has the possession arrow with a minute six to go.
I just don't understand why you dribble into the paint when there's three, when there's bodies all over the place. Wow.
Minute six to go, 37-35. Shikellamy leading it by two. The Shikellamy team off of the bench right now. They're on their feet. Ebling with the basketball, gives it off to Way. Into the corner now to Kroll, who comes out between the circles with 50. Way with it, now to Kroll, fakes a three. Near wing to Ebling, loses it, gets it back with 42 seconds left. It's a long time to play for the last shot, Chief.
I don't think they're playing for the last shot, but now they gave it into
Eckley Jones
guy.
Driving in. He gets the two on Marshall. Tied at 37 with 27 seconds left. Long breaks the timeline. He's going to drive in. Give it off to Dietrich. Off the window and in. Shikellamy up by two with 17 seconds left and a timeout by Shikellamy.
Same play as the last time they broke the press. Braden Long with the ball attacks the basket on the left side. Mason Dietrich makes his way into the low box on the right side. Long gets him the ball. First time Mason had some trouble with it, didn't get it up right away and missed. This time he sent it home.
39-37. Shikellamy leading it by two with 17 seconds remaining. Coach Bill Ziegler takes the timeout to set the defense.
You can foul people.
I was going to say, there's really plenty of time to foul here because you have a bunch of fouls to give.
You can foul three times. If somebody gets the ball, if they start down the court, you can foul them.
3 seconds, yeah. Come off the clock.
Exactly.
You can end up with Belfont having seconds remaining to do something. Let's see what Coach Ziegler draws up.
Well, they're not
going to press him.
Nope.
Maybe, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
They want him up.
No, that's a good thing. Foul him at half court. Let him push it up and then commit the foul with 10 seconds left. 12 seconds. There's the foul with 11.6 right at the half court line. Now you can foul again on the inbounds. Maybe two more seconds tick off.
Make him throw it back court too. Davis has got to keep the ball out of 35's hands.
Luciano has the foul picked up on him. And they don't quite go to the back court. Coming up with it his way. He's fouled by Pfeiffer with 9.3.
They can do another one yet.
Yep, still got one more to go.
You're going to get a timeout here, Kevin.
And that is the final timeout.
That'll be his last one.
So with 9.3 remaining, the season coming down to the last possession. 39-37, Shikellamy leading it. Belfont has hit some big threes in this game. None would be bigger than if they were to pull one off right now. How do you defend this if you're Shikellamy, Chief?
Well, you don't let them get the three. You got to at least get a hand in their face. That's the main thing. You know, and you don't want to foul them when they take the three. Yeah, you're right, Kevin. There's a catch-22 to fouling all the time here. If for some reason Belfont would get the lead, okay, it wouldn't leave any time for Shikellamy to come back. A two-point shot puts it into overtime. You know, then you take your chances there. But
I think that second foul might have come a little bit early.
Well,
might have wanted to hold that one off for a second or two.
Johnny left him get in the paint or close to the paint. He didn't want him to get any closer.
That's true. That's a good point.
If I tell you what, I'd go to 35 if I were these guys.
Well, maybe there's one more foul in the Shikellamy playbook yet. And there it is. Eckley Jones, three-pointer on the way. No good. Shikellamy with a rebound, and they foul Long with 5.1 remaining.
Now they have to just take care of the ball.
Now you just have to hold on to it. You're right. That'll be the fourth foul on Belfont. Brungard picks up the foul.
Timeout by Shikellamy.
And a timeout by Bill Ziegler. That should pretty much do his timeout list.
He has a 30 yet.
Is there a 30 yet? Okay. Nope, he's done too.
Okay.
I think Dave McDermott did the signal of a closed fist on both hands, which as he's the official scorer, says no timeouts remaining. 5.1 to go, 39-37. Belfont with four team fouls. They definitely don't have enough time to put Shikellamy on the line. But as you said, the key here is make sure when you make that first pass, it's a good one.
Kevin, and you know what was nice for Shikellamy about that last play? They brought number 35, Eckley Jones, out to take the three, and everybody from Belfont was beyond the three-point line. So when the rebound came out, luckily for Shikellamy, Braden Long was there to get it. So
Shikellamy inbounding with 5.1. Long pass. Dietrich has got it underneath the basket. Shot waved off for
Braves
the foul.
Ball down here now.
And the Braves will have it underneath their own basket.
That took guts, Kevin. Whew. I'm sorry. And sometimes you catch people off guard with a full court pass like that. But give Davis Marshall a lot of credit. That was one heck of a pass.
Here comes the inbound. Luciano finds Long. Long will be fouled with 2.1 to go. That's foul number six. Luciano inbounding one more time with 2.1 to go and a 39-37 Shikellamy lead. Luciano passes it to Dietrich. Dietrich fouled
that's
with 1.1.
That's a two-shot foul.
He
went to shoot the ball. Good job again by Mason Dietrich to get that ball up and like he's shooting it.
Now 1.1 to go. Dietrich needs to make one of these to at least make sure that you don't lose this game in the final 1.1. The field house goes silent. No good. Too long. This one will make it at least a three-point play.
The Braves can foul yet, Kevin.
That's also true. No good. Belfont with a basketball. They throw one up for a prayer. It does not make it. And at the end of the game, Shikellamy will hold on for a 39-37 win and will go to the District 4-6 championship game on Thursday night here on WKOK.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
After losing the last three, Shikellamy comes back.
Hey, guess what?
And gets a bonus game.
Guess what?
What?
We're not done broadcasting.
We're not done.
Wow.
We are not done. This might be the latest we've ever done games in March.
It's the first time we've got to the We have gotten to district championship before.
Yeah.
Wow, twice before.
The CJ Ernie combination against Danville at Shamokin.
So I guess I can keep the Shikellamy roster alive yet.
Yes.
And I did not throw out the Central Mountain roster.
Well,
because we'll need them.
You may not, because right now, after that big lead in the third period with 3:20 to go, Central Mountain now leads at 56-54 over Hollidaysburg.
Wow.
You know, keep in mind, a few minutes ago, that was That was a 54-39 lead at the end of the third period for Central Mountain.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, I wonder if Coach Ziegler's going to come over here right now.
We expect, by the way, the game to be at Bald Eagle area. At least that's what they're telling us at the District 4-6 level, that it would be a Bald Eagle area on Thursday night. But the Braves with a 39-37 win after jumping out to a 7-0 lead. Then they came back, saw Belfont take the lead three times in the game in the latter half of the third period. Braves jumped out to a 7-point lead themselves and then come out with a 2-point lead. And listen, Bill, I want to talk about the last minute of this game. That was some outstanding coaching there by you guys in that timeout. We were talking about it here on the broadcast. The chief said was, there are four fouls that can come up on that board right now before they start shooting with a minute 11 to go. And if you let them come up the court, you can start committing those fouls. I'm sorry, it was less than a minute 11. It was like 30-some seconds left when you called that timeout.
There was nine seconds.
17,
yeah.
And you had the opportunity there to let it come up to half court and then start the fouling. And, boy, it almost looked like you fouled too soon.
Well, the one time we did foul too soon. But, you know, we had a couple to give. So you can be, you know, kids at that, you know, 12, 14 seconds left in the game. But they executed okay. Obviously, we got to make a few more free throws down the end. And we got, once again, a little too three-point happy at times. And, you know, we got to realize that when we're making them, then it's okay to shoot them. But when we're missing, we have to try to find another way to put the ball in the basket.
You have no idea how many times I said, live and die by the three. The Braves are doing it right now. But
that's not our offense.
I know it's not. Hey, Mason Dietrich was 17 and Nate with 12. If you look on this side, they had a 17 and 12. The difference here was probably, you know, a couple guys that scored otherwise. So it was a fun game, and I'm glad for once Shikellamy came out on the right end of it. So,
how are we?
Listen, I got to know, what's with the socks? What's the special deal with the socks?
The only
I've been told.
Special deal with the socks is my wife got them for me for Christmas, along with the shoes, and they're my dog. My dog Benson's on the socks.
So. I got you.
All right. It's got to be the socks.
My dog will bring me good luck.
Yeah. All right, we'll take those on Thursday night.
Right now today, but I'm sure she's listening.
Tell them the score up at Central Mountain.
Yeah, because the kids are asking me.
All right, I'll tell you this first. At the end of the third, it was Central Mountain 54, Hollidaysburg 39. With 3:20 to go, it's now a 56-54 Central Mountain lead.
Boy, two-point difference.
Know, let me know.
All right, we'll do.
You bet, buddy.
I can let the players know. All right, any other questions?
No,
let's go enjoy and get back to work tomorrow.
Go have a good night, all right?
We will,
right,
thank you.
You bet. Thank you,
Bill Ziegler with a big first-ever playoff victory for Coach Ziegler. In his first ever playoff game as a head coach. And you could hear the excitement in his voice there. 39-37. Listen, it may not have been pretty, but it was pretty effective. That's the difference.
Yeah. And you know the nice thing, Todd Hummel's here tonight to do this game. And I don't know about you, but I consider Todd Hummel and Scott Dudinsky two of the good basketball writers. And there are some others there too. I'm just missing their names. But you know, Kevin, it's got to be a monkey off the Braves' back, you know, after being in games like this where they have the lead or they're holding on to the lead and they let it get away from them. Tonight they did not let it get away from them.
Shikellamy with a win in the first home district playoff game at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse, winning it 39-37. Again, as Coach Ziegler said, get away from that three-point shot a little bit. You're not going to be able to get away with that against either Hollidaysburg or Central Mountain. We are told that game will be a neutral site, so seating does not matter. If Hollidaysburg or Central Mountain wins, it will likely be played at Bald Eagle area it could be at Belfont, but I would think Bald Eagle area, because of the size gym they would have and the accoutrements, for lack of a better word, that they have available, would be the preferred site there. And we've been there before. Shikellamy's played there a couple of times. A very nice location. Doug Dyke, the athletic director, also takes care of us very, very well. We appreciate that. We are told that Bald Eagle Area is the official host for that game on Thursday night. It will be a 7 o'clock start, so it'll be a 6:45 airtime here on WKOK and WKOK.com. Chief, as we wrap things up with a 39-37 victory over Bellefonte here tonight, a heartbreak for Bellefonte. They were fought back hard in this game. They just couldn't get the last 2 points when they needed it the most down the stretch. Give me your thoughts on this game tonight.
Well, I think you said it, Kevin. You know, Bellefonte never gave up. The Braves, one time up by 7, one time up by 5, and Bellefonte just kept coming back. And, you know, even though they provided the Braves with a lot of opportunities because of their turnovers and some missed shots, the Braves turned around and couldn't make those shots either. But, what you know, let's talk about that second half. Nate Luciano did all the scoring in the third quarter, and Mason Dietrich did all the scoring in the fourth quarter, and they did what they needed to do. Mason with a big three, but also with two layups or two hard-fought putbacks off of rebounds. Mason with 17 tonight, Nate with 12, okay? They were the big scorers for Shikellamy, and Blair Eckley-Jones with 17, and Nick Way, who was killing the Braves for three quarters, did not score in the fourth quarter, ended up with 12.
39.
Hey, I'm just happy we're going to play another game. We got a chance to win, you know, win a district championship.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity there. 39-37. The game will be Thursday night at Bald Eagle Area. Again, tickets will be limited to that, so we are very happy to be your ticket to the game. We are very happy to be give you an opportunity to hear that game here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. I'm stretching a little bit because we're trying to get an update on the Bellefonte game. Good friend of ours, Sean Carey, up that way, is monitoring that for us. And he's still working on the final, or on, whether that game was a final. But no matter who they play, I don't know. I personally, if I had my choice, I'd like to go the one I know as opposed to the one I don't know.
It's hard to beat somebody three times in a
row,
Kevin.
That's another great
Although
point.
Although Bucknell girls have beaten a team 5 times and are going to play them the 6th time. All right. I was waiting for that on a Steve Jones or for Matt Cotrill to say, it's hard to beat somebody 6 times in one season.
It is.
Right?
So, I can't tell you the last time that happened.
I know.
Well, I can tell you this much. The final score here from Shikellamy, 39-37. The Braves defeating the Red Raiders of Bellefonte. Once again, our final score, Shikellamy 39, Bellefonte 37. We'll be back with you on Thursday night here on WKOK and WKOK.com for Bald Eagle Area against either Central Mountain or against Hollidaysburg for the District 4-6 Championship. This is Shikellamy Basketball. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Herr. Braves Basketball is a WKOK Sports presentation. Still got one more game to go at least.